Greetings. It is I, Count Von Count. Perhaps you can guess why I'm here. Yes, I'm here to answer the musical question, what is the number of the day? First, a little warm-up. Ah, yes. Now.
Right mind would have thought that legislators can count. Well, if the recent vote in the Labor and Health Committee is any indication, they can't. Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another Wednesday episode from high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, sitting behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. I just love Sesame Street. You know, it was great until the woke mob got a hold of it, but still, there are some fundamental lessons that they try to teach us. You know, like how to count. And it's a special day, my friends. Well, of course, living in the great state of Wyoming, every day is a special day, but this one in particular, and especially so since it involves counting, something that I'm fairly convinced very few legislators even know how to do. In any case, the number of the day is 8.
Yes, yes, 8! Oh, and look, 8 bats! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bats! Ha ha! What a number! What a day!
What a day indeed. It's been 8 days since we told that carpetbagger Crickets Cheney that she could go home to Virginia. And in celebration of the number 8 and us getting rid of Crickets Cheney, here's one of my favorites.
And now it's time to play Republican or Not with your host, Benson Dubois.
Hello and welcome to the show. The game is simple. We're going to meet some people, and our contestants have to guess whether they're Republican or not. Seems easy, right? Hello, contestants. All right, let's bring out our next guest, Liz.
Good afternoon.
Is that... I feel like I recognize her.
Maybe you do. Start the clock.
I'm a congresswoman from Wyoming. I'm endorsed by the NRA and have an 80% rating from the American Conservative Union.
Nobody wants to ring in?
Yeah, I really want to. It seems so obvious, but this game is weird.
My name is Liz Cheney. I'm the daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney.
She's the daughter of Dick Cheney.
Okay, y'all are being real tricky here, aren't you?
I'm a Republican.
Republican. She just said she's a Republican.
No, sorry. Again, that is wrong.
What? How?
The Wyoming Republican Party actually voted Representative Cheney out this week for opposing Donald Trump.
But I am a Republican.
You might tell everybody that. But it's not what other Republicans say. Like it or not, you are the Rachel Dolezal of the Republican Party.
Well, I don't care. I've been fighting for Republican values all my life.
Oh, that is so cute. We will see you on MSNBC in about a week.
See you later, Liz. Or not. But today, we're also celebrating the number 8 because it's been 8 times that Medicaid expansion has been tried in the state of Wyoming in the last 2 years. Yeah, 8 times. And almost all of them have been completely underhanded. And who could forget the last 3 of them? Those were the times that Nancy Case tried to get it pushed through with a sleazy amendment to the budget. It doesn't seem to matter how many times we kill this bill. It's just like a bad penny. It just keeps showing up over and over and over again. Similarly, the transparency of the arguments in favor of Medicaid expansion are directly proportional to the amount of times that it's been tried in the Wyoming legislature. Here's the original one from 2021.
This is a good deal for Wyoming. It could be a good deal. We can't even start to figure it out until we pass this bill.
That is why we refer to Senator Kale Case as Nancy. Sounds a heck of a lot like this one, doesn't it?
It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Oh, yes, it's very, very exciting. But it's also very, very deceptive. And I'm going to tell you all about it here in just a second. But first, some completely outrageous self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney or Nancy Case, and you really have no idea what's going on in the state of Wyoming, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing before you ran for office. Medicaid is a state-run program that provides medical insurance, basically, to people with disabilities and those folks who are 65 years of age or older. As of the 2021 fiscal year, there were roughly 69,000 people in the state of Wyoming who qualified for Medicaid and were taking advantage of the program. Since the passage of Obamacare, there's been a huge federal push to get states to expand Medicaid services to those people who just don't make enough money. Uh-huh. Right. The bill that was defeated during the 2021 general session said that Medicaid services would be offered to all those individuals who made 138% above what the federal poverty level is. The federal poverty limit is $26,500. Now, if you multiply that times 1.38, that's $36,500. And wouldn't you know, the average annual income for an individual in the state of Wyoming is around $36,000. Weird, I know. Now, the bill during the 2022 budget session didn't even list a number. It just said we're going to enroll in Medicaid expansion. And the three budget amendments that were engineered by Nancy Case would have done the exact same thing as the 2022 budget session bill. That is, we just join regardless of what the thresholds are. Just like the deception that is Obamacare, Medicaid expansion also is a giant carrot. The most recent iteration of Medicaid expansion said that the federal government would be responsible for 90% of the costs of Medicaid expansion, and then the state of Wyoming would be responsible for the other 10 for a period of 2 years. When's the last time the federal government kept their word on anything? So proponents of this giant carrot have said that since the federal government is going to cover 90% of the expenses, then why shouldn't we take advantage of the program? Well, there's two problems with this. First of all, the federal government said that they're only going to cover 90% of the costs for 2 years. Well, what happens after 2 years? Will the state of Wyoming be responsible for 50% or 60% or 90% or 100%? Nobody knows because it's not listed in the bill. Now, Nancy and his pals claim that if the federal government reduces funding or removes it entirely, well, we'll just opt out of the program. The only problem with that is Medicaid expansion would be establishing yet another entitlement. And according to law, if you get people on an entitlement program, you can't take it away from them. Secondly, it would be morally bankrupt to do so. To give people health insurance for 2 years and then take it away from them? That proponents of Medicaid expansion would even make this argument shows you that they're not really interested in helping people. Rather, they're interested in the government control that such a program would create. When you give the government control over your healthcare decisions, there are very few other things that you actually have a choice in. I'll get back to that point in just a second. So let's say that the federal government sticks to their whole 90-10 deal that they made with us. Right now, there are roughly 69,000 people that qualify for Medicaid services. If you enlarge that number to include everyone who makes an average wage in the state of Wyoming, you could expect that number to triple or quadruple. So it really doesn't matter what percentage of the bill the federal government is covering. You're still doubling, tripling, or quadrupling the state costs for the Medicaid program. Not to mention, such an expansion would directly contribute to the inflationary pressures that every single Wyoming citizen is experiencing across their budget. Medicaid expansion and all of the arguments in favor of it are a complete fantasy. Let's take a quick break from all the government lunacy and get a word from our sponsors. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but we're kind of getting to the end of summer, and you know what that means? That white crap is coming. And that pretty, shiny Harley Davidson and that awesome ski boat and all of those four-wheelers and side-by-sides that you've enjoyed all summer long, well, they're going to be covered in snow here in a little bit if you don't call my buddies Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. 307-674-2532. They're the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else, and they certainly do it better than anybody else. So it doesn't matter what type of building you need, whether it's a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse, or you just need some structure to put all of those shiny things of yours in, well, give Nick and Jesse a call. Again, their number's 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Gun of the Week from Gunrunner Auctions is lot number 353. It's a Chris Vector 9mm semi-auto carbine with a 16-inch shrouded barrel and SIG optics on it. It's in excellent condition. The highly engineered Chris Vector has a recoil migration system that reduces recoil so you can stay right on target with multiple strikes. It takes Glock 9mm magazines, which you can find just about anywhere. It has a 16-inch enhanced black shrouded barrel with an excellent bore. The long pick rail holds front and rear flip-up sights and a Sig Sauer Romeo 7. It includes an aftermarket rail. This thing is quite the rig. And you can find it at GunrunnerAuctions.com. You don't want to miss this one. It's lot number 353. And now, back to the program. County 10 News, in an article entitled Ottman Votes Against Postpartum Medicaid Extension, Committee Approves Bill Proposal 6-5, written by Katie Rodnick on August 23rd, 2022. First of all, do you know why Representative Ottman voted against that bill? Because she's smart. And she's fully aware of all of the arguments that I just laid out for you. Let me just give you one example from the article. Ahem, ahem. And I quote, "If Wyoming did fully expand Medicaid, the Wyoming Department of Health estimated that 19,000 additional people would enroll in the program during the first biennium. About 60% of those people would have previously fallen into the insurance coverage gap," the WDH said. "About 55% would have been previously uninsured, and about 56% would have been employed. The newly enrolled members would see a slight decrease in mortality for uninsured individuals between 45 and 64, increased healthcare utilization, improved mental health, and increased financial stability," the Wyoming Department of Health said. Yeah, because they wouldn't have to pay for their own healthcare. "The move would cost $22 million in state funds and $177 million in federal funds," the report states. "But there is also a $54 million ARPA incentive for the move, meaning Wyoming would actually save $32 million in the first 2 years of expansion. The excess money could be used to cover the cost of expansion for the second biennium," the Wyoming Department of Health said. End quote. Barf. Did you catch the flaw in their argument? That only 19,000 additional people would enroll in the program. How the devil did you get that number? It's ridiculous, and it's a guess. If the income threshold is set at $36,500, why would anyone assume that the amount of people that would enroll in Medicaid would only be 19,000? It's going to be exponentially more than that, which means that the costs are also going to be exponentially more. So everything that follows after that first paragraph is total bullcrap. It's just logic. There is no way possible that anyone can assume that only 19,000 people are going to enroll in the program. County 10 News needs to stop pandering to their liberal base and actually use that thing in between their ears. Secondly, they have a perfect case in Fremont County of why Medicaid expansion is a horrendous idea. Full Medicaid expansion in Utah took effect as of January 2020, so adults aged 19 to 64 with household incomes up to 138% of the poverty level are now eligible for Medicaid expansion in Utah, and the federal government is paying 90% of the cost. Any of that sound familiar? So why is Utah important in this discussion? Allow me to introduce to you young Anthony. Anthony's a young boy that lives in Riverton, Wyoming. This past spring, he was diagnosed with cancer. His parents sought treatment for young Anthony in Salt Lake City. And after 8 weeks, 56 days of chemotherapy, Anthony appeared to be doing rather well. So his parents decided to discontinue the chemotherapy in favor of some alternative methods, with no negative side effects, by the way. Now, the other night, a doctor in Utah called Child Protective Services and claimed that Anthony's parents were neglecting him medically because they made the decision, which is their right, by the way, to discontinue the chemotherapy. Need I remind you that in the Wyoming Constitution, Article 1, Section 38, all parents have the rights to make medical decisions for their children and their family. Now, Anthony's parents are upstanding people, they're Christians, and by all accounts, Anthony's doing quite well. He's a well-adjusted kid. So why then does a doctor in Utah think that it's his right to call Child Protective Services because of a decision made by Anthony's parents? Well, because in Utah, the government makes your healthcare decisions for you via Medicaid expansion. Oh, think this is a stretch? It's not. When the government controls the marketplace, that is, Medicaid expansion, effectively they make your healthcare decisions for you by telling you which services they'll pay for and which ones they won't. Now, while there may not be a direct correlation between the case of Anthony and his parents and Medicaid expansion, it is certainly an effect of it. That doctor in Utah thinking that he or she has the ability to make that healthcare decision is an extension of the government control created by Medicaid expansion. That the state and doctors know better than parents and can act upon that belief is the greatest invasion of our civil liberties that we've experienced up to this point in our country. Right, wrong, or indifferent, parents have the absolute right to make medical decisions for their children. Period. End of sentence. No discussion about it. That's why Article 1, Section 38 is in our Constitution. Now, I'm going to follow the case of Anthony and his parents, and hopefully in the coming days we'll have an interview with that family so they can give you the blow-by-blow of what exactly is being done to them. I bring it up in this episode because it fits perfectly. Anytime you involve the government in personal decisions, you give up your liberty, which is exactly what's been happening to Anthony and his family. And that County 10 News would publish such a farcical article in favor of Medicaid expansion and yet ignore the plight of Anthony and his family is unconscionable. But it just goes to show you that Medicaid expansion has very little to do with healthcare and has everything to do with government control over your healthcare decisions. And on top of all of that, it's going to blow a hole in the budget bigger than a load of 12-gauge buckshot. In any case, I'll stay on top of both of those. That'll do it for this Wednesday. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.